And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, coming your way in the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and that Let's Talk Hookup app. Been a fun morning. I can't believe we already had an hour. It feels like we just started.
Crazy.
Lots of fun here talking the Bart Hall Show. Coming up next week, I can't believe it. Show season already here, and boy, lots of fun going on, and it has been a very busy morning talking all things Bart Hall Show this morning, Corey. It has been a lot of fun and a fast-paced one, but lots of great time to still get through.
So much fun. You call it the Bart Hall Show, but I don't know why. Just I know it's a Fred Hall Show.
How you doing, Fred?
Yeah. But, hey, if you want to join the show today, super, super cool. We're giving away a ticket to the show, Long Beach. Whether you're a texter or you're a caller, you have to get on air, okay? Make sure, as a texter, only done through the app, make sure you leave your first and last name so that that's on your ID to pull it from Wheel Call, okay, at Long Beach. And while calling the show, I think JP's taking care of all that on that.
Yeah, you got it.
And the telephone number, 213-432-1090. Having so much fun talking Long Beach. Almost said it again. It's a Bart Hall Show. But that's, I can't believe.
Look, at I shave. I look like my father. So I shave. I go, hi, Dad. How are you?
Yeah.
My nickname is Freddie Bart.
There you go.
My real name is Frederick Bartlett Hall, so I'm Fred.
There it is. Yeah.
We have talked so much show that we have not given enough time to our callers and texters. We're going to pound it out here in this next hour. We're going to jump right back into the phones. Let's do it, Corey. I'm excited.
Let's do it. How about Hills? Hills Crom calling from Ventura. Good morning, Hills.
Hi, Hills.
Yippee! Woohoo! I'm excited. I'm playing hooky on Friday with two of my buddies from my fishing buddies from Santa Barbara area. And, so we're real excited. I'm two questions as quick as I can. Are you running that CCA Cal thing for entry? Re-up memberships.
Seminar. Yes.
Is that the only way to do it now?
No.
Well, can I ask my second question? Is Corey going to be there this year?
Corey.
I'm not going to be participating this year, Hills. I just, since COVID, I kind of took a step back. And like I said, I thank Bart for the 18 years that I participated and really built what I have today, whether how small or big.
Yeah, but what about CCA? How's all the ways one can participate?
Okay. But Hills, I'll tell you this. I do miss him. I want him there. And I'm going to keep bugging him to get there as much as I can, because he doesn't realize what a great presence he is in front of people, how people respect him when he does these seminars. He doesn't see that. I see that. So I'm going to stay on him. Anyway, there's several packages that CCA is offering right now, and they will have a booth outside the show where you buy tickets, so you can go there and do that. But Pat, they can also, if you buy your regular ticket and you go inside, there's other packages at the CCA booth that's inside. Now, it's in a different location. It's not where it was before. It's much larger because they have their Parker boat in there that they're giving away, so it's bigger. And it's located between the Daiwa Seminar area and Bob Sands Fishing Tackle. And on the right side is Cal Star, and on the left side is H&H Marine. So it's a very good location. It's kind of in the middle of the show. It's three sides of an island, and there's a lot of information there. You need to go and figure out. There's a lot of packages. I don't know them all.
I can tell you what they are. When you go to the show, either the Pine or the main entrance, you can get in for if you don't want to just. If you want to just pay, just go in and do
get
your
ticket,
and do your. It's 50. No, it's 50, 80. And lifetime, which is the 1,000. We sold 26 of those last year at Long Beach. So now the first one, which is 50, just get you into CCA. That's your normal thing. You get some gifts and that kind of thing. The 80 gets you into the Star Tournament and your membership for the year. And then, of course, the lifetime is $1,000, and you get into the show for free, and also for the rest of your life, actually,
and
in addition to all the other really incredible gifts from AFCO and everything else.
That's what I was going to say, is when the team, you know, when Tony and Chris and Wayne were on from CCA a few weeks back, they were talking about there's going to be a really killer swag pack that you get for signing up for being a lifetime member. In the over $100 value of killer stuff that you're getting just signing up as a lifetime.
So I'll simplify the answer to the question, the original question. He wants to know if he can get into the show by joining CCA and getting in cheap. Well, you can't. You just get one of those packages outside, and then you get in for $10, basically.
That's awesome.
Because it's instead of $50, it's $60, and instead of $80, it's $90. So, yeah, join up out there, and then you fill out your paperwork and get your swag inside of the CCA. But I really encourage people to not only join it outside, get into the show for $10, but also do the $90, which gets you into the Star Tournament. And then go in and find out more about the tournament from the guys like Chris and Wayne and Chris. Both Chris's.
Mm-hmm.
And then Chris is also, by the way, going to be who's running the tournament, is also going to be near the at the IGFA booth nearby. So there's a lot of great information there as well. So, yeah, so there's different ways to do it. But, yeah, you can get in for $10 by joining CCA outside the show.
We'll see you up there, Hills. Appreciate the phone call very much. A fun text come through. Hey, Bart, what is the best lake, in your opinion, in the Sierras to catch a golden trout that you can drive to? I'm headed up in early May and then again in the fall. Look forward to the show. Can't wait. That's from Todd Burton from TV Metal Art.
I don't know. I have never I've caught a lot of golden trout, but there's nothing I've driven to. I've rode horses back to them. Normally they're up pretty high, and the roads don't really go there. So I'm not aware of a place where I don't think so. You're going to have to hike. I know a lot of guys. One of my sons is a big hiker. He and his wife hike. They hike up there, past the Mammoth Lakes up into some of the higher ones. And they'll be able to. You will be able to catch golden trout, but you can't drive to them. You gotta walk or take a horse.
I would go to Cottonwood Lakes. Camp up there, or you can hike up into them from. From down there in Owens, you go up that zigzag, you know, and then you end up at Cottonwood Lakes. I spent a week up there fishing those.
That's what makes golden so special.
They're up there.
If you can't just pull over to the side of the road and get them.
No.
I don't know if it's still a thing, but for a time, I know it was, and then it wasn't, and then maybe it was again, so don't quote me on this, but if you drove up the Tioga Pass and you went to Saddlebag Lake, which is kind of not all the way at the top of the pass, but getting there, so your car is doing a lot of the climbing of elevation. And then at Saddlebag, they had a little ferry, and then you could, they would basically ferry you to the other side of the lake. Now, Saddlebag didn't have goldens, but on the other side of the lake, you could take a very short hike into the 10,000 Lakes Basin, I think it was called, and there was goldens back in there. So it was a pretty minimal amount of work where your car did most of the elevation hit for you, then the boat ride did a lot of that leg workout for you, and then you could then get back and do a relatively easy hike and get back into some golden waters. That might be the easy one. But you know what the even easier thing to do is go talk to all the killer people at the show, because I guarantee you there's people that know that at the show that are going to be able to dial you in much better than any of us.
Yeah, go to the Mono County booth. Jeff over there will know everything.
He'll
know exactly the best way to go. I'm thinking, you know, down by Bishop, there's, I don't know the names of those lakes, unfortunately, but by Bishop there's a trail that goes up. It's quite a hike, but once you get up there, I caught a tremendous amount of goldens up there in the past. We would camp up there, and it's pretty nice. But it's
there's a big
just north yeah. just north of Bishop, just north and north. Northwest of Bishop, there's some lakes up there.
But they're supposed to be tough. That's what makes them cool.
Yeah, it's great.
Totally. Hey, appreciate the text very much. Corey, let's jump back into the phones.
Let's do it, Rick. How about Chuck? Chuck from Dana Point. Good morning.
Hi, Chuck.
Good morning. Good morning, you guys. You know, you could have an archive trout con photo wall where you got like 10, 15-year-old pictures that you got in your archives and see who comes back with their kids, have them point themselves out and sign the picture. That'd be kind of cool. But, you know, you'll be at a booth talking to somebody. Yeah, wouldn't that be fun? But that's how I met Corey, you know, at one of these shows. And Corey could do his big swim bait casting, teach us how to do that big slug that everybody so mystified about. You could put on a seminar. You don't have to have a booth. But how cool it is. And,
see, there you
the
go.
The one tip I got to tell
you. Talking to him.
Bring something that you can carry your stuff in, because I made a mistake when you bought weights at the beginning. Oh, I had like an 18-pound sack carrying around there. Bring a shopping cart.
I think it's great to progress in those bags.
Show.
That'll be nice for exactly that. Gathering all the goodies and brochures and freebies and stuff you're buying, that'll be really nice.
When I was at Western Outdoor News and we had the booth there, people would constantly come up to me for, I don't know, 30 years.
Yeah.
And I'd be sitting there or walking around the show myself, and people would say, do you have a bag? Do you have a bag? Do you have a bag? And I was trying to always get Western Outdoor News to do a bag. I go, they're cheap. Just get the little cut things. You know, they're not that expensive. And we just never did. And so when I came on with Bart, I said, we got to get Progressive to do the bag, because I remember seeing them at the show one year, because they were giving them away, I think, if you signed a little card, you know, so they could contact you about insurance. And I said, how about we get some of the bags for people at the front? And so they've come up with that. So hopefully we have enough for everybody, but I think one per family is probably going to be sufficient.
Speaking of Western Outdoor News, Bart, how on earth did you get Pat to do what he's doing? And here's why I get to say this. Because I worked at Western Outdoor News, and I worked with Pat in the times when the Western Outdoor News looked like a phone book. And I remember the stress of ads and articles and stories and seminars and programs. And I remember it taking years off the life of Pat, and like having some sort of problem or some sort of something, and going into Pat's desk and be like, hey man, I hate to tell you, I got this going on or that going on. Like, of all of those times, how on earth, of all those when he was done and, you know, hey, I'm retired, Pat, now having a good time, how on earth did you get him to do this?
Now, let me explain this.
Because I'm impressed.
Let me explain this to you. I have admired him for a very long time, as long as he was there, and always thought very highly of him and liked him. So when this happened, I keep pinching myself every day saying, thank you, God, because what he does, none of us could do.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I love Bill Varney. I love my nephew Jay. I love Susie. I love Katie. You know, I love Jonathan Hall and Jenny and I. But we can't do what he does, and he does it so well.
Yeah.
Those programs that he produced last year, when the shows are done, don't throw them away. Put them on your coffee table.
Right.
They're fantastic. But it's not just that. It's his attitude, his way of dealing with people, his enthusiasm for this industry and for the things that he loved, the passion for the things that he loves, and I'm just grateful. I don't know how it happened, but
that's awesome.
Part of it was when the company there was litigation and we didn't know if we were going to come back. And I remember 2020 was the last year for Long Beach for the Fred Hall show. Yeah, and then I sat there at the booth, and then the Del Mar got canceled with the COVID thing.
Yeah.
And when it came back, and I thought, well, the shows really need to come back because the fishing industry really needs it. Now I was kind of retired. Actually, I didn't really ever retire.
Yeah,
I actually continue to work here and there and write features and that kind of thing. I just stepped down as editor. I'd had enough after 34 years. So,
34 years.
Yeah, it was time to go. And actually, I wanted to quit like 2 years before that. My wife's like, nobody retires at age 60. So I retired at 62 and stepped away. But Bart came and asked me, and I said, well, yeah. I really think that our industry really needs the shows to come back.
Absolutely.
It's going to be a battle. It was harder than I thought, actually. A lot of obstacles, but we did it last year. We put three shows together in
three
7 months
shows.
After the judge said, okay, you can call it the Bart Hall shows. Go ahead. That's awesome. Can't call it the Fred, you can call it the Bart. And so that we went ahead and we actually basically started a new company with a lot of experience, but we essentially started a brand new company. And we put on not just one show, we put on three shows. Started with a boat show, then Del Mar, and then Long Beach. So this year we're reversing that order, Del Mar being in the middle. So now we have a different date. So that has created also some other obstacles, but it also has been a great timing for us. So why did I come back? Well, we'll see how long I stay, because my wife and I have a lot of plans for the future, and I'm not getting any younger. I'm 69 years old. So
what?
Yeah, 69.
Hard
so,
to believe.
Yeah. So
youngster.
Yeah, there are youngster compared to Bart. But our health is good. Bart looks fantastic. He looks great. Last year his health was in question. But he looks great. He lost 100 pounds. His knees, they got some shots in them. He's going to get the surgeries afterwards. But he looks great. Jenny looks great. Everybody, we're so much more dialed in this year than we were last year.
Yeah.
But it was a battle. It was a struggle. It was like climbing the hill. But we did it. And people said, oh, I don't know if you're going to have the show. We want to see if you're going to have the show. And I go, we're going to have not only a show, we're going to have three shows. I don't know why you're doubting me. Yeah, I don't know why you're doubting me. Well, I don't understand it. So we come back, and then this year it's going to be bigger and better, and next year we're going to be back at full force.
The same thing happens every year with the show. I start to worry, like, we've still not gotten close to talking about all the stuff that's going to happen at the show this year. There's just not time for it in 2 hours. Lots going on. And one thing that is going to happen is that Dave Hansen seminar is for sure going to happen every day, and we got that guy standing by right now, Corey.
Yeah, and absolutely be hard hat ready, right? And the Kess Report is sponsored by the Fish Pros of Fishman's Processing in San Diego. And hey, it's here, an all new, easier online system to book your processing for your long range trips, plus the addition of the new team members, and that'll continue to make the customer service awesome. Stop by the location in Old Town on Taylor Street, or you can check it all out at fishermansprocessing.com.
You got it. And we got the man, Dave Hansen, your saltwater guy. He's got that fishdope.com report. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jenny. Good morning, Bart. Good morning, Pat. Rick, Corey, I hope you guys are ready. It's going to be absolutely phenomenal. It is so exciting. I'm so excited. I can't wait to get up in front of everybody and pull off my show. The only bad part is my beautiful wife can't join me this year because she has to take care of the dang monkey that I bought that I thought was a good idea. It was probably the dumbest thing I've ever done. And I have a mountain of dumb stuff that I've done. But nothing compares to buying a monkey. Don't buy a monkey, everybody. I thought it was a good idea. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's nothing like being honest, Dave.
Yeah, I could fill up the Long Beach Convention Center with the dumb stuff I've done, but the top of it's buying a monkey. But, hey, I'm going to be at that Bart Hall show. I am going to be there. I have a hard time with not saying Fred Hall, even in some of the print stuff I'm doing. I keep doing it. I'm sorry, Jenny. I'm sorry, Bart. But I'm doing the best I can. So I'll be there speaking on Saturday at 12 o'clock with Larry Hansen. Then at 3 o'clock, you better be ready. You better have a seatbelt because I'm coming in hard and fast and strong, and it's going to be incredible. And then Sunday, I'm doing the same thing again. It's going to be absolutely incredible. If you've never seen me speak, and I'm not trying to say I'm all that in a bag of chips, but when I walk off the stage after one of my seminars, it looks like I've been in a fight. I'm sweating. I'm dripping sweat. I got to sit down. I have no voice. It's going to be incredible. If you've never seen me speak, you're going to be blown away. And that one gentleman that asked if it's cool to bring your children. Jenny, is it cool to bring the kids to see Captain Dave speak?
Oh, sure. No, they're all saying no.
Pat says no.
Not yet.
I say go for it, man. Absolutely.
It is a great time for your children to come see me speak. My sister, Donna, that owns Dana Worth Sport Fishing, has given me a ton of swag for the children.
Yeah.
Akuma's given me a ton of swag for the children. Promar's giving me a ton of swag. Every child that comes to my show comes up on the stage, gets a big bag of swag, and then I tell them all before they leave, if Captain Dave says any bad words, you all get more swag. So then they all listen. It's kind of amazing.
Dave,
you've never seen nothing like it.
Such good times. The only one word of advice is stay out of the front two rows. It's the splash zone.
Yeah. You're going to laugh. You're going to be offended. You're going to cry. You're going to learn something. It's going to be a good time.
Jitty likes Dave.
Yeah, if I don't offend you, I'm going to be really upset.
There might be something going on there.
We can't wait, buddy.
Well, I'm super excited, guys. I'll see you guys on Friday. And, oh, big news, too, that I'm giving back like no one's business. I'll be hanging out in the CCA booth Saturday morning before the show opens. Then in between my seminars, I'll be hanging out with Wayne and Chris. That, if you want to come and see me and talk to me, come to the CCA booth. The only way you can talk to me, though, is you got to make a donation to CCA.
There it is.
All right, we'll take it. Well, great job.
All right,
buddy.
You guys.
We appreciate it. And, man, next week it's on. Next Saturday we will look forward to seeing the seminars, and we'll look forward to seeing you at the CCA booth.
All right, you guys. Thank you very much for giving me some time. And Bart and Pat and Jenny, thanks for letting me come to your show.
You're welcome.
Thanks, buddy.
We love it, Dave. We love having you there. We missed you last year, and you're a really important communicator in the fishing industry. You're able to get the message out that a lot of people can't, and it's a pleasure. You'll see us in the audience whenever you're speaking. Well, you see Jitty for sure, right?
Yeah. 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 Yeah, Mark might be attending to some issue, but Jitty will be there for sure.
All right, you guys. Thank you very much. Have a great day, and I'll talk to you guys next Sunday.
You got that right. Appreciate it very much. And, hey, if you want to find out what's going on the water, always check out fishdope.com. A new membership will save you $30 if you use the code HOOKUPNOW. That's HOOKUPNOW, all lowercase with no space. Saves you $30. Dave, a great job. Appreciate it very much. And we'll look forward to talking to you next week. And, hey, that's going to wrap up our catch report. If you like to fish for tuna and you're not using Gamakatsu hooks, you are missing bites. The Nautilus Circle hook comes in sizes as small as a number 4 all the way up to a 6-0, and for big fish, the Nautilus HD is tough enough but not oversized, and both come in ringed or non-ringed version. You can see your local dealer or check Gamakatsu.com, or better yet, go up to the Bart Hall shows. I know I saw them in the, I believe in the Turner's Planner, also the their big ad for the shows. Always great deals around show times on Gamakatsu hooks. Discounts on the hooks. I saw discounts on assist hooks for the big bluefin this year. Those Nautilus circle hooks were so great for tuna fishing. A really good time to stock up on that kind of stuff. Lots of great retailers, both Gamakatsu hooks and all the great stuff that you're going to use all throughout the year.
Yeah, they'll be there too. The guys from Gamakatsu and themselves. You're not going to be selling anything at their particular booth, but they show you everything they've got. They might have a couple fun gifts for you too if you stop by.
Really,
yeah.
Usually
I know. I know. I picked up a few last year. I was like, "What do you got for me?"
And they'll always direct you to who's got what hooks. You know, Bob Sands might have something different than Turner's does, and they'll teach you. You know, if you're into freshwater, into salt. That's the thing with Gamakatsu is they cover across the board. If you need an assist hook for a 200-pound bluefin or a salmon egg hook, they have everything. But they'll direct you to which retailer has which stuff at the show. So,
and not to mention their newer underspins and all their
leadheads are killer. Yeah,
cool.
I know
stuff,
you said that's one of your favorite. Their weedless hook for your 5-inch swimmer, right?
By far, yeah. And the 4-inch too. Yeah, they're 3-0, 7-0.
I love it.
It's
I love
good,
it.
Nothing but good times.
You got that right, man.
And we're gonna be right back with more good times when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app at Mightier 1090. We're going to have more of the Bart Hall Show. I'm still going to call it the Fred Hall Show. We're going to be right back on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey, everyone. James Holst here with Norse Lithium, the official battery partner of Let's Talk Hookup. Here at Norse Lithium, we have two goals that drive who we are and what we do. The first is to make the highest quality, longest-lasting lithium batteries available with a complete lineup of batteries that include 12, 24, 36-volt, and starting batteries. Second, in addition to offering a 10-year warranty on all Norse Lithium marine batteries, we provide amazing customer service before and after the sale. Check us out online at norselithium.com. That's NORSKlithium.com. Or call us at 831-232-9063. Or to see Norse Lithium batteries in person, stop by the Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood or Anglers Marine in Anaheim and see why Norse Lithium batteries should be in your boat.
No matter where the adventure takes you, we've got you powered. Norse Lithium.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from point conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Get ready for the most exciting sports show of the year. The Giant 14th Annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Tackle Boat and Travel Show. March 7th to the 10th at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Check out hundreds of sport fishing exhibitors, manufacturers, tackle dealers, fishing boats, and fishing resorts taking up all seven halls at the fairgrounds. 217,000 square feet. Plus fantastic seminars and a free kids trout park. Backed by popular demand, the PCS show also has freshwater to cover bass and trout. Learn from some of the top names in the sport fishing industry. From catching giant bluefin, swordfish, calico, bass, and more. Take advantage of incredible show specials from major tackle retailers and boat dealers. Talk to the top fishing travel destinations. 4 full days, Thursday, March 7th to Sunday, March 10th. The 14th Annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Tackle Boat and Travel Show at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Don't miss it.
Long-range fishing, nothing beats Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever-drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body when throwing jigs. The Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. With the extreme cranking power and Shimano's Super Free Spool provides extreme castability. You'll be able to put your jig in the Wahoo Zone. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, there's so much talk going on about the show and just crazy. Bart Hall Show, it's coming this week, man.
Everything happens and everything is at the Bart Hall Shows. You know what I mean? Everywhere you want to travel, like all of the places that you want to go are represented there. And you can find info on everything.
I know, we were just talking Baja, but I'm sure Alaska, British Columbia.
Well, I want to thank Valerie Hopridge from Queen Charlotte Safari.
What a sweetheart.
For working her butt off to get there, because she's got like four shows at once. And she kept calling me, I'm going to figure this out. I fully expected her not to come, but she did it. She figured it out. I know.
You're right about that, because she was the same thing here. And I can back you up on that. She was stressing when she was on the show, saying, like, I don't know how I'm going to do it. You know, I'm at another show, and all of the show's stuff is in this place, and it's far away, and I'm just a one-man band with, you know, and that's great news.
Yeah.
Great news.
Me too. I really, really like
her. How cool.
She's a good person. Yeah.
Please, of course.
Yeah. Well, you know, I wanted to clear up something about the name change from Fred Hall to Bart Hall. And if it makes it easier for you, you can call Bart the asshole son. Because in talking to a fisherman, he kind of got the story confused, and he said, oh, that asshole son's trying to take the father's name. And we had to tell him that Fred Hall died 23 years ago, and we had legal problems that made us change the name.
Okay. We'll mark that down.
I told the guy, I'm the asshole son.
Point taken.
Yeah. If we need to print that, it could just be the A-Hole Sun Show, you know, the ultimate outdoor experience. We'll figure it out. Yeah.
Hats on it.
Yeah. Phones are absolutely packed up. If you want to get your chance to get through, it's been a very busy morning. So much great fun. So much great stories. We're celebrating the Bart Hall Shows. Coming up this week, your chance to get through on the phones. It's 213-432-1090. Corey, let's jump right back into it.
Let's do it, Rick. And every caller makes it on air today, and every text is getting a free ticket.
How cool.
Yeah, to the Bart Hall Show in Long Beach. So make sure you leave your name, your full name, as it shows on your ID for Will Call and on the texting there. And Dennis. Dennis is going to be our next caller. Good morning, Dennis from Claremont.
Hey, Dennis.
Hello, guys. I'm glad you picked me after that last comment. I got to say that every time I took my kids, when your dad and Bart, when your dad and your mom would drive by in that little cart and the kids would wave to them, your dad would always swing that cart around and go say hi to them. So I have to disagree with that. He was always nice to the kids.
My dad was a very special person, and I hope we're doing him right by continuing the things that he wanted to do. The whole thing was his idea. I've done a little bit to keep it going, but what we're trying to do is just keep those ideas that he had. This is a really fun story. I tell it sometimes, but when he came back from the war, he was 4F, so he couldn't fight. So, but he's taught theory of flight and navigation for the Army Air Corps. So, but he got home a little early before the end of the war, and in like end of 44, he got a job with a company called Crowd Management Incorporated, where they did ushers, ticket sellers, and gatemen for all the sporting events in Southern California. And he grew up in Florida, though, as a waterman. I mean, he was really in the water, fishing all the time and hunting in the Everglades, and that's what he loves. So he went to his boss one day and said, "We do all these sports. Why don't we do a sportsman show?" And his boss, who ended up being my godfather, said, "What the hell's a sportsman show?" That was in 1944. I was born in 45, and the first show was in April of 1946.
Crazy. Wow, what a awesome history. What a story.
Yeah. That's awesome.
That's pretty cool.
Hey, dig it. Hey, well, we have a great text came through. This one says, "I love the Bart Hall Show. It's happening in January this year. My question for Pat and for Bart, will January be the regular show month from here on out? I hope so. I love the new format." That's from Simon in Santa Clarita.
I hope so. Yes, we hope so. We are working very hard. Listen, this is nearly impossible,
Sure. Dealing
with these convention centers, because the convention centers exist for one reason only: to book hotel rooms for these little conventions that they have. They don't care about us as consumers. They don't. But there's research out there, and there's data that shows that we bring more money to a city than these little conventions that get these hotel rooms. So it's always a fight. We're always working hard, but we think for 2025 we'll be also in January. It'll be January, end of January to the first 2 days of February, but it's about the same time like we are now. And we hope to keep it here, and I hope to get, they took away about 25% of our space when all this craziness happened, but we think we can get that back by 2026 at least. Okay, this is hopeful. I'm always working a year and a half to 2 years in front. We'll see what happens.
Sure.
Yeah. But but right now, next year is going to be the same days. We hope it's there forever. I like these days.
I think so, too.
I like it, too.
I think it's a really good move.
And having Del Mar in February, I mean, that's a dream for a vendor, really.
I think so, yeah. I think it all works, and we were just locked into the March dates that we had for so long, and they were guaranteed to us by a grant from the city. Well, that went away, so now I've got to really hustle and compete to make all this happen. But quite frankly, we sell so much beer that they're working with us really good.
That's fun. Well, let's jump back into the phones, Corey.
Let's do it. How about Robert? Robert Cohn from Canyon Country. Good morning, Robert.
Morning, guys. All excited about the show and really stoked about how it's early, just like our new fishing season's going to be early. Just wondering, what's the website to check all of the seminars and to get, dialed in on what time I should be there?
Hallshows.com.
Yeah.
That's the main thing. And then we also have a Facebook page. We've been posting about who's coming. We just added Steve Yatomi. Crazy places he goes all over the world for the bucket lists. And so we're just putting little promos up there about everything from CalStar coming and all
Adventure
that.
Travel Alliance.
But Hallshows.com is the place where you can reach, get all the information as far as the seminars and buy tickets and get the tickets for the Bill Varney, Wes Bro surfing. fishing
for the pre-show for the seminar pre-show. On Friday. Like can, that's yeah, that's the only way you can do it.
That's the only yeah. That's right. That's right. So yeah, tickets are can be obtained there. You can also get them at the door when you get there. But also all the information is there. Anything we post, if we do end up doing exhibitor lists and everything or maps, we'll put them all up on there. But right now it's those. That's the great place to get tickets and get the information on the seminars.
That's awesome.
Hey, a fun texture there. Good morning, guys. I have a two-part question, one for Bart, one for Pat. For Bart, in all the years of putting on the greatest show on earth, what has been your favorite moment in Bart Hall / Fred Hall show history? And for Pat, what has been your most challenging in your short tenure of the Bart Hall shows? That's from Mike and Rosemead.
Wow, that's a big question. My favorite in all the time, I don't.
That's a loaded question.
I don't know. I am so. I get so wrapped up in all of this stuff that it just consumes me, and I always think it's always overwhelming, and when it's over, I always think it's so incredibly gratifying. Huh? Yeah.
Safety meeting.
Oh, okay. One of the things I really love about the shows is I have a special tent where we have safety meetings, and they got to be called safety meetings.
Oh, you got to hold a safety meeting, right?
They called because Jack Nielsen, who passed away a couple years ago, was a very good friend of mine. He told his children, who were running the booth for him, that he had to go to a safety meeting, and they believed him. And he came to my safety meetings regularly, and we would have maybe a cocktail and maybe a cigar. And it was just wonderful, and we have his picture in our tent for those safety meetings to this day, and God, I miss him. I was just looking at my phone. I just saw him again. What a great guy. What a great company. Accurate's a great company. I'll tell you this story. This is a fabulous story. We were at a party at Newport to watch the boat parade, and a friend of mine had a house, and we went back after the boat parade, and these two kids come up to me and said, huh?
Two twins
go up to me, and they say, hey, we make these gaffes. Do you think we can sell them at your show? I said, yeah, of course you can. He said, what's the booth cost? So I told him. He said, well, we can't afford that. I said, well, I got some crappy booths over here. He said, I can't afford that either. I said, oh, here's the deal. Come for free. If you sell some stuff, you can pay me. If not, you don't. Well, they sold their entire inventory the first day. They worked all night. They sold the entire inventory the next day. They worked all night. By Sunday afternoon, they were completely sold out and had nothing left. And that's how we got started. And now Acura is one of our major sponsors. We have the Acura seminar stage. All that got started long time ago with these two twins, and then I got to meet their father, and I knew it was a home run because he and I just hit it off great.
That's he was awesome. A very special man that
That's
was in
awesome.
Our industry.
No
yeah.
doubt.
Yeah.
Miss him a lot. Pat, what's been your biggest challenge of putting the show together?
I was just thinking the whole time while Bart's talking, and I'm trying to remember what all the challenges are. They all are just obstacles that you have to be, I call tee it up and hit it. And all you can do is when somebody says, no, I'm not coming, it's a problem, or, yeah, I am coming. And so each one is a hill, and uphill and a downhill. And I think anybody who does these shows or anything, any walks of life or any company that you've started or any tournament that I started down in Cabo, I worked for Western Outdoor News putting out issue after issue for 34 years, what comes at you, you just have to deal with. And so there's disappointments, but there's also a lot of exhilaration when you see people come into the show and they're buying a ticket to your show. So, and also working with the people I work with at the Hall shows. I mean, Susie Settle and Jay Settle, her husband, and the operations, and Bart and Jenny, those are really satisfying things for me. But it is a little frustrating at times when I ask somebody, are you going to be coming? Can you be coming? Oh, we have a conflict. And that kind of hurts a little bit. And then I think that the Hall shows have been such an important part of our industry and introducing people to the fishing industry. And so I had to not take it personally. And I know that...
And that's really hard.
And as time goes on, we're going to build the shows back up. We're going to have as big a show as ever. But the main thing is when people walk through those doors, that they get a full day of entertainment for themselves, the family, the kids. They can buy the latest and greatest tackle for big discounts. Nothing has changed in that regard. And I will say this, and I was just say this, and I think it's important for all of your listeners and everybody out there, is that when if you went to a hall show, you know, 4 years ago, it was the biggest retail tackle show in the world. It took forever to just even get down the aisles. And people always complain, oh, it's too crowded. It's too tough to get through. And I often saw people just walking down the aisles and not stopping, just kind of getting pushed through the flow. These shows are designed in the way the show floor is designed for you to be able to stop and talk to people a little bit. And so we've redesigned the show. We've made it an overall show. It's not a tackle swap meet, but there's a ton of tackle at these things. So we've made sure that the shows are a real reflection of our lifestyle.
Yeah, you had an opportunity. I mean, obviously, it was a reset, and Bart, you had mentioned it. There was legal stuff, and there was all kinds of things that, of course, we'd rather not been a thing. But they were, and we're past that now. One of the things it did do was give an opportunity to make a reset button, and the shows had a different layout last year that I really enjoyed. I mean, with some things that are negatives, also come a bunch of things that are positives, and you don't often get, had there not been that break, you wouldn't have had a chance to add some new things, and you wouldn't have had some space for new people. I mean, I know you've been on the air every year that I've been here with Let's Talk Hookup, and the same thing always was a problem. You're out of space. Long Beach was always sold out, and there was never space for the new guy. And so, you know, with the change also brings a lot of new, too. And I really enjoyed last year's show. I can't wait. I'm going to be there Thursday, you know, to go check it out. And then again on the weekend with the family. Like, I can't wait to see this year's show.
I've been after this Overland thing now for a couple of years, and I haven't been able to do it. This year, I've got it. Now, it's not perfect, but I believe we'll have the largest Overland section of any outdoor recreation show in the Western United States by next year or the year after. Because the people we have this year are good ones, and they're going to talk to the other ones, and it's going to go crazy. And I like that a lot. I mean, that's something I really love, getting off the road, you know.
Yeah.
That's all a good thing, right? Yeah, as a participant, how do you not want to go?
Yeah, totally. Exactly.
Yeah, I think this year we talk about the dates. This year, one of the reasons why we made it earlier was to get away from the late March dates of where the Grand Prix. That was what was available to us last year. And the parking was just absolutely horrible. We knew it was going to be horrible. We tried to make the best of it. And a lot of the vendors, I think, were frustrated by having to park so far away. And we said, don't worry, it's going to change. But we got to get away from the late March dates.
And because, Pat, as a customer, I mean, it is nothing better. I mean, the bluefin season's already happened by that time.
Totally.
You know?
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah, it all changed. That was all part of it, the thought process. Of, you know, all these guys are out fishing in March.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's time to move forward a little.
You know, most of the shows around the country are actually this time of year.
Yeah.
So it's really we're just doing what we should have been doing all along, but we got locked into those March dates. So we're very happy with these dates. The parking is going to be fantastic. You can park over on the Pine end, and Pike has a parking structure there. If you it costs less to park there. If you go into like Starbucks, get a coffee, you get a discount on your parking, $12.
Nice,
so you can come in from the Pine area, or you can park on the other side and the main entrance and come in that way, which more people are familiar with. But we had a good 25-30% of the people came in on the Pine end, and then 70% came over on the other side. So either way, you get a bag, and all that stuff. You can get in, and CCA is at both ends.
We're going to have the entire parking lot to ourselves, the main one, so probably fewer people are going to come over on Pine. We may not actually do Pine Street until Saturday and Sunday. We're still discussing that. I think that it's going to be so much easier. I mean, you're going to park right. Everything will be right there. You won't have to walk a long way to get to the ticket booth.
Yeah. So parking, I mean, parking has been tough because there's been so many people, but the proximity has always been good. I mean, that's the one nice thing about that area is yes, there's a lot of people and a lot of cars to park, but it's always been close proximity, and I think it's going to stay that way. Well, that's great to hear. This was a fun text. It was short and to the point, and I really liked it. It says, we're so looking forward to the hall show. He took a straight line there. My parents took me to the show, and I took my kids to the show for years. We've all gotten hooked on fishing thanks to your shows. Can't wait for this one. Thanks for everything, Robert from Huntington Beach.
Okay, I'm going to tell this story, and I will probably cry by the time I get to the end of it, because I always do every time I tell it. But my father died on a Saturday morning. I called Les Talk Hookup, and I told him that Fred Hall has passed away. So we go back to the convention center. It's Saturday at Long Beach, and they tried to put us in this room with flowers and crap, and I couldn't stand it. I had to go out and walk. So I'm walking out there. Hundreds of people came up to me. Now, you got to remember, when people come up to you, that's the top of the pyramid. There's all these other people down there. And each one of them said to me, I caught my first fish at this show. My children.
Yeah.
Caught their first fish. It's my grandchildren.
It hits the heart. Yeah. No, it hits the heart. And that's what the Fred Hall, Bart Hall shows are all about.
I remember
choking me up too.
Yeah, I remember very much the day that it happened, and it was just a proud moment. I've shared this on Let's Talk Hookup a lot of times. The first time I ever got to be a part of the show was well before I worked here when I was a kid. I called Pete part of a school project to ask if I could, you know, do an interview with Pete that was, you know, part of a project with school, and I used to listen to the show, you know, with my dad on the weekends, and Pete was so cool and let me come in and sit in the studio and put the headphones on, and Bart and Fred were the guests of the show that day.
Oh my God.
I was a little kid. Oh my God, are you kidding me? It was like the biggest deal in the world.
And that was your intro to this.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Wow. How many years?
30-some years ago,
oh,
you know, like,
gosh,
yeah,
Rick.
Crazy. Yeah, really cool.
There's tears throughout the thing here, man, everybody.
Bart, it means a lot to us, buddy, and it's a great
show.
Yeah, yeah, it's really good.
What a touching deal,
no
man.
Doubt. Well, let's jump back into the phones and see who's next up.
I know. Let's shake this up, right? Alex. Alex, call from Corona. Good morning, Alex.
What's up, Alex?
Hey, there's a biter.
Right? Look at.
Hey, guys. Great show today. A lot of questions answered, but I did have a big question because I noticed that the show last year seemed to be a lot less vendors, probably a lot people coming from Alaska and stuff like that. I mean, there was some, right? But I was curious to know if this year's show is going to feature more of the kayak options, because I noticed last year there wasn't much in the way of kayak options. Is Kevin Nagata going to be there doing seminars? Will there be kayak seminars on kayak fishing and lobstering? And also, can you answer a question on Phoenix as far as moving from Santa Fe Springs to Texas? Is that happening? Because it seems like they're moving. I'm just not sure. They're unavailable. So if you can answer that for me, that'd be great.
I don't understand that part of the question. When I started this, and Pat and I and Jenny and I started this, in 2023, we weren't able to get going until very late in the year because the courts didn't allow us. We were not able to get as many customers as we wanted. We've had some issues this year as well because when we sent out all of our contracts, we're now a new company. 80% of our contracts went into the spam folders. A lot of people didn't get it. But I had a 3-year plan when I started this. This year, I really like the show that we have. Does it have all the tackle manufacturers that I want? No. And I'll give you a good reason for that, and I'll be very honest about it. A lot of the tackle manufacturers' representatives would like to do just one event. They don't want to do the two events, and so or three events. So what's going to happen is this is all going to flush out by next year. This is going to be a wonderful show this year. Everything we talked about, everything you want to have in tackle is going to be available at the retailers. Or is the tackle factory going to be there? Some of them not. By next year, that's going to start correcting itself. As far as the lodges go, most of them were sold out during COVID, and they were sold out this year and last year.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have a lot, as many of those as I'd like to have, but I believe by next year, we'll increase dramatically. I expect to have 50 to 100 more of those kinds of things than we have now.
With that said, though, still, like you talked about, we'll have Valerie from BC. There'll be lots of great travel options there.
There are great travel options there. Is it what I want? want? No. But I always want more. So that's how that works.
Yeah, right. That list will never be full. Yeah. There should never be a time that Bart says, oh, I got too many. I don't want any more of that.
No, that doesn't happen. That has never happened.
Yeah, it better not.
Here's what I tell everybody asked me. I said, yeah, here's my theory. There's always room for one more.
You got it.
Right.
We're
going to be right back. Can't believe, man, 2 hours gone by, right? Hey, we're going to be right back on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
There are moments that change our perception of what is and isn't possible. Cosmic shifts where the stars align with the Earth to alter how we see the world. The release of King Tide is one of those moments. This is the crowning achievement of Costa's 40-year legacy on the water. The culmination of every innovation and lessons learned up until this point. Wins and losses and highs and lows have brought us here to stand witness to a legacy brought to life. To achieve the ultimate potential on the water. Costa King Tide. Rule the water.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
Hi, this is Bill Varney, and when I'm not surf fishing, I'm at California's premier outdoor recreation shows. The Bart Hall Show's January 25th through 28th at the Long Beach Convention Center and February 15th through the 18th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Details at hallshows.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And, Rick, we've talked about so much fun stuff for the Bart Hall Show coming up this week. And
yeah, this is normally when we flip the prize coin, but we don't need to do that because everybody is a winner today. Everybody going to the show. And, boy, we got backed up on time. But, Bart, give us the rundown. If somebody wants to come and enjoy this amazing show, how do we do it?
Okay, it's going to be the 25th, January 25th or the 28th. That's Thursday through Sunday. Thursday, we're from 12 to 7. Friday, we're from 12 to 7. Saturday, from 10 to 7. And Saturday, from 10 to 6. Come on out. Have a great time. We're looking forward to seeing you.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Appreciate you guys so much. Pat, thanks for everything. Bart, Jenny, can't wait. I'll be there on Thursday and then again on Saturday. I can't wait to see you guys. And we can't wait to see you. Appreciate everybody listening. A great job and a lot of fun. Next Saturday, we'll look forward to having Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star. Along with Merrily, we're going to be talking all things Fisherman's Processing Royal Star. And then next Sunday, Captain Al Clowers, Bay Guide, Fishing Extraordinaire, and more. Big thanks to JP and a big thanks to you for listening. We'll talk to you next week. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app. Start it with